Well, Sam, that must have been tough to take that draw at the end.
Yeah, it was. It was really tough, actually. I mean, the guys put in so much effort over 4 days, and we created enough chances. We probably just didn't quite take them, which, you know, it happens in cricket. But there's a lot of positives to take out of it. And, you know, bouncing back from 2 defeats, I think we can take the positives out and move forward now rather than backwards.
Positives?
Well, I mean, Dutch and Ian Holland and Donald played unbelievably well, actually. They sort of took the game away from Warwickshire, and Felix Auger on his debut obviously, you know, showed a lot of gut and determination there and bowled really nicely. And, you know, Carl Abbott, I mean, what more to say about him? He's just unbelievable at the moment. So, look, there's a lot of positives to take out of it. Actually, as a team, I think we stuck together really well there. It wasn't to be. I mean, the pitch at the end was dead, it flat. You know, they obviously put the heavy roller on it. We had our chances, we didn't take them. You know, that's the frustrating thing, but that's, you know, 4 days of really tough cricket, and, you know, I think we've outplayed Warwickshire here, and I think we can take that going forward.
If there was one moment, was it the first ball of the morning? Nobody needs to drop a catch. Of course they don't, but Sam Hain, first ball of the morning, and then bats till after tea. That didn't help, did it?
It didn't help. You know, that's part of cricket, though. You know, I've been on the receiving end of a little bit of luck, you know, over the years, and, you know, look, I can't fault the guys, to be fair. I mean, no one needs to drop catch, as you said. And, look, I think we've done enough to probably deserve to win it, but it wasn't to be. And it's just nice to be playing good cricket again.
How frustrating was the afternoon session? Because you picked up 3 a.m, it looked on course, and then there was Hain and there was Mike, batted all afternoon. They didn't look as though they were going to get out, did they?
No, that was, I mean, that's the, you know, the pitch we thought might deteriorate a little bit, actually, but it didn't. It almost just sort of got deader and slower, which, you know, normally here at the Aegeus Bowl, you have a little bit of up and down and the seamers can run in and, you know, you can either hit, you know, a few pads or something. It just didn't happen. It almost just went a bit dead. Yeah, it did spin, obviously, but Felix, you know, second game, you know, bowled really nicely. I mean, we can't ask for much more than that. You know, it's one of those things we're going to have to reflect, you know, on the pitch and everything like that. But I can't fault the guys, you know, putting in a tremendous effort.
You spent, what, the best part of 220 overs, probably more than that, over 2.5 days. Was that starting to take its toll as well?
Yeah, probably. I mean, when I sort of kept going back to the fast bowlers, you know, just asking them for another effort, you know, have we got another 3 overs in, 4 overs, you know, trying to burgle as many as I could out of Fidel and Carl. I mean, they've put in, they've ran in all day. The effort was there from everyone. We can't fault that. But as I said, nice to be playing some good cricket again. And we've got Kent here again on Saturday, and I think the guys can take a lot of confidence from the way we played today.